pick up a pie and hit her husband with it will receive $100.
Truth or Consequences made this former Navy fighter pilot a TV star. The Price is Right would make him a daytime TV superstar.
My memories of The Price is Right are just as fond as it gets.
Barker hosted more than 6,700 episodes of the show from 1972 to 2007, helping give away tens of millions of dollars in cash and prizes.
Now, what's the first number in the prize?
And again, our George Pinocchio just confirming the news of his passing at 99. Hello, I'm...
Yes, this is Van Silk, Spotify for Podcasters. Bob Barker, host of Price is Right, is gone. I used to watch that show. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, you look forward to the daytime game shows. Skip School, Homesick, watching the shows. He was 99 years old. His career spanned 8 decades, man. You know, best known as the longtime host of The Price is Right in 2002. He broke Johnny Carson's record for the most continuous performance on the same network. But he began hosting Price is Right when Richard Nixon was in the White House. He remained on the show for 35 years, retiring in 2007. Even at the end of his career, he was 80-something. The host was still taping 5 shows a week. Man, the legacy in my history is going. It's out of here. It's crazy. Because a friend of mine, Claudia Jordan, when I first met her, she was on The Price is Right. She was one of the, what they call the Barker beauties. It was a great show. Especially when they pick door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. You don't know what you get, a zonk or get a prize. You know, he's done a lot. You know, 1988, 21 years hosted the Miss USA, Miss Universe pageant. He resigned when the producers refused to eliminate fur coats from prize packages. I guess he was an animal activist. They said he did over 6,700 shows. He earned more than a dozen Emmys and twice named TV Most Durable Performance by the Guinness Book of World Record. They consider him a pop icon, so he landed roles in shows like Futurama and Family Guy. Played himself in a 96 movie, Happy Gilmore. Barker, he was a black belt in karate in real life. Teacher star Adam Sandler, memorable lesson by knocking him out in the golf course brawl. Boy, how TV was made. And he was talking about making Happy Gilmore 2. Gilmore was joking around saying he don't think he could take another beating like that from Barker. But time has come. He's moved on. He served as an 85er pilot, although he never saw combat. After the war, he returned to finish college and took a job hosting a radio show in Los Angeles. That eventually launched his career, and his next TV job was hosting Truth or Consequences. That lasted for 18 years. Twice of the average lifespan for most TV stars, and for Barker, it was just a warm-up. Bob Barker, thank you for your contribution. Well deserved. May you rest in peace. This is Van Silk, Not In My House, Spotify for Podcasters. Y'all have a blessed day.